Net News, I'm Bill Wise. As the state heads into the 4th of July holiday, COVID-19 concerns have grown, even while businesses have been trying to open back up. Dr. Randall Williams warned against the public, quote, setting themselves back over the coming weekend. He cited brand new CDC studies.
50% of people, when they get an outpatient positive diagnosis, don't know where they got it. So as we go into the 4th, as we say at almost all these press conferences, it is so vital, especially for young people. We're seeing this trend, there's no doubt about it, for 20s and 30-year-olds as they congregate more, we're seeing more infections.
Williams emphasized that masks make a difference. Some local governments are mandating masks, but the governor says he will not mandate it. About 500 state workers' jobs are getting eliminated, including 300 filled positions. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports about 200 middle managers in the Department of Social Services and 30 in the Department of Mental Health are getting their jobs cut. Governor Parsons says the coronavirus continues to take a toll on the state's finances.
We have to restrict over $430 million in 2020 spending to balance the budget. And we will continue to face budget shortfalls in fiscal year 2021.
Missouri has more than 50,000 state workers. A St. Louis man who brandished a rifle during protests on Sunday says he and his wife were socially intimidated and terrorized by some of the people walking along a private street. Mark McCloskey says he feared for his life when protesters came onto his property. During a CNN interview last night, he says he was trying to protect his family and his property.
Guy stands in front of me, pulls out two loaded pistol magazines, snaps them together in front of my face, and says, "You're next." Okay. If you were there, I think you'd feel like you had a right to defend yourself as well.
McCloskey says the mayor's house cannot be reached through his neighborhood. The protesters were reportedly headed to the mayor's house to call on her to resign. No one was injured. The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled the state legislature unconstitutionally stripped Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. Elisa Nelson files this report.
The 6-1 high court decision means Missouri must pay Planned Parenthood the money it owes. The Republican-controlled General Assembly's budget writing tactic has defunded the organization more than $1 million since mid-2018. Planned Parenthood has 11 clinics in Missouri. Judge Zell Fisher was the only one siding with the state in the case. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The Perry County Health Department in eastern Missouri has posted a COVID-19 update on its Facebook page. Officials are now discouraging large social gatherings of any kind. Perry County is now ranked in the top 10 counties in Missouri with the highest number of COVID-19 cases per capita. There are more than 70 cases in Perry County and more than 150 close contacts to those positives were told to self-isolate at home, according to the Facebook post. This is news on Missouri Net.